This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol is searching for the driver of a vehicle who led law enforcement on a vehicle pursuit in Garberville on Saturday night. Sheriff's deputies had attempted to stop a vehicle that had been connected to a shoplifting incident at a grocery store in Garberville at just after 8 o'clock, but the driver fled the scene instead. The CHP took over primary pursuit as the driver fled east on Alder Point Road. The pursuit ended when the driver stopped in a private driveway on Island Mountain Road, and they, along with two passengers, fled the scene on foot. Despite an extensive search, they were not located and remain at large. Two juveniles who were in the car remained on scene, and they were later released to their parents. The Coast Guard was called out to assist in the search for a man who reportedly fell from a cliff and into the ocean near College Cove last Thursday, but a search of the area failed to locate the missing hiker. Multiple news outlets report the sheriff's deputies responded to the scene at about 2:45 and searched the shoreline, but only found a shoe from the missing man. The search was called off due to darkness. The hiker remains missing. State Senator Mike McGuire and Supervisor Virginia Bass will host an opioid town hall meeting in Eureka tomorrow at the Sequoia Conference Center at the offices of County Education from 6 until 8 p.m. According to the State Department of Health, the opioid overdose rate in Humboldt County is 5 times higher than the state average, 22 people per 100,000 residents. And McGuire and Bass will be joined by medical professionals and addiction specialists as they search for strategies to address the issue. Despite high winds and some very heavy rains this morning, the PG&E power outage map is clear for the county. The wind and rain will remain with us through the week, according to the National Weather Service. There is a hazardous weather warning in effect through Wednesday, and we could see periods of very heavy rain, as we did earlier this morning. The rain will be accompanied by 40-mile-per-hour winds, so be prepared for water on the roadways and the possibility of downed trees and utility poles. The Fortuna Department of Public Works will perform maintenance and work on water lines in the area around Stillman Way today, and that will affect water service for customers near the work site. Beginning at 8 this morning, residents on Stillman, Ash, Beach, and Fortuna Boulevard will be without service while the work is completed, and the city said it will restore service as soon as it can. Supporters of a rail line connecting Humboldt Bay to the rail hubs to the east will meet today and tomorrow at the Red Lion. On tap is a presentation on the proposed project, and that will include input from former Port of Los Angeles manager Larry Mallon, who is currently working in the U.S. Virgin Islands coordinating recovery efforts after the hurricanes. The meeting will be held at 7 o'clock tonight and 2 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.